Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar's here. He's our micropreneur expert. He operates the worm cam out there for us. Out there on, right on the pavement, folks. He's a party of one, a charmed quirk, home-based officer after all these years now, coming up, approaching three decades. Ladies and gentlemen, in his third decade, but approaching three full decades, as he and I have been in business the same amount of time since we started our small businesses, and he's an award-winning journalist and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you, as always.
Good to have you back. So when you were here last, Jeff, you were contemplating a new acquisition.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about what was going to make you do what you were going to do, and you made a decision. What did you choose?
Yeah, I bought my second wife. It was a beautiful thing. No, just kidding. Mail order from Eastern Europe. No, I had had two computers, two laptops, not my workhorse of a desktop, but I had two laptops die in the past about a month and a half, 2 months.
Wow.
And I was getting by. And look, I don't thrive, or I thrive, but I don't rely on a laptop. So I had been using my daughter's old MacBook to, you know, when I work in the den, or if I work, never to take it out if I work in the bedroom when we're sitting watching TV or whatever. But I decided to buy sight unseen. I went to all the stores locally to see what they had, and they didn't have much. So I bought through a local PC dealer, a friend of mine who runs a PC shop. I bought a Chromebook. I bought Lenovo.
Chromebook.
You know the brand, the old IBM ThinkPad
right?
line.
Of course.
I bought the Lenovo, who bought the IBM ThinkPad line, an Asian manufacturer. I bought the Lenovo N22 Chromebook.
And see, I didn't think about. See, I have Lenovo. I bought IBM ThinkPads 15 years ago,
right?
And it's and I've owned them ever since. And then whenever Lenovo continued to, when they bought them IBM out, as you said, I like it. The reason I bought them is because of the T model, they call it, the titanium model.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know. That's not the story. The story is your new computer.
Yeah, it's about me today, not you.
I know. I didn't know Lenovo had the Chromebook.
Yeah, they have both PC and Chromebook, and for differentiation,
they make good machines, by the way, folks.
Yeah, Chromebook. For those who don't know, Google makes an operating system called Chrome.
Right.
And Chrome is like, and they also make browsers called, you know, like Windows, you know, or Windows Explorer,
right,
and Apple Safari and Firefox. They make a browser also called Chrome. So Chrome, a Chromebook, runs on the Chrome operating system. It's very lean.
So it's not really a laptop, is it?
Well, it's a laptop. It's not a PC.
Right, okay, there you go. Explain the difference.
Yeah, so a PC is a Windows-based unit, so it's running on Windows, Windows operating system with Microsoft Windows Explorer browser. A Chromebook runs on the Chrome operating system from Google, and it runs on the Chrome, and it's the same name, it runs on the Chrome browser, which is what you use to surf the Internet. It's very lean. It doesn't run Windows programs, so you can't run Office on it. But they
no.
have a lot of compatible
you
programs.
You can't add
software to it.
Right.
You can add sort of like your smartphone. You can
you
add,
can
apps,
add apps,
apps to it,
yeah,
from the Chrome sort of the
it's like the Apple, what do they call those little the AirPods?
The apps. It's like apps
through the
App Store. You go through the Chrome store of
right.
sorts, and
right.
you find what you want. Most of them are, almost all of them are
is it,
free.
Is it got a touchscreen?
It has a touchscreen, and I forgot
yeah.
I bought
okay.
that. So,
yeah.
so it's like, you know, you can touch, you know, I forgot about it, and I remembered. I said, oh, yeah, I got a touchscreen. So you can literally touch the screen to open documents, to
yeah.
highlight content, you know.
So it's like a big high-performing smartphone.
It's a, you know what they call, the big smartphones, they call them a phablet, sort of like a phone tablet.
Well, why did you buy that instead? What application are you using that for?
Well, as we've spoken before, I'm a purist, not a purist, but I use Chrome and Google Docs. I use Google Docs a lot. Google Docs is the sort of the Google equivalent of the Microsoft Office,
right?
Office related suite, so Word or Excel, the spreadsheet. Google Docs, they have Docs, or you know, they have Docs, which is their document application.
It's the free service.
Excuse me.
Whereas other people buy Windows
they would buy the Office Suite.
You pay $400 for Windows Office Suite. You pay nothing for Google.
I pay nothing for Google aside from, you know, all my data then becomes part of their, you know, their library.
Right.
But you know, you make that sacrifice in a sense if you believe in, you know, the data being, it's because everything's stored out. You can store on it. It has a very small hard drive. It has 4 gigabytes of RAM, which is the memory that opens, you know,
so,
opens and closes.
So
but
how
it has
do you
16 gig hard drive? So
but how
really
do you use
smart.
It in conjunction with your hard with your computer, your regular?
I
computer.
Have to download or upload to the cloud any data that I want to use on my.
So if you create a resident file on your computer and you want to go to Aunt Minnie's for a meal and work there a little bit while you're there, you got to upload something to the cloud to be able to access it with your Chromebook.
And then I can access it from my Chromebook. I can access it. Either I can work from the cloud, and as long as I have internet access, a lot of documents I leave out in the cloud and I work from them in the cloud. But if I know that I'm going to be flying on an airplane, for example, and it might not have Wi-Fi, I'll download them. I'll download a local file or a file locally to my what they say they call it working offline.
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I have a cloud backup system that I could access through a Chromebook.
Well, I often do that. I use Carbonite.
Because if I create a file within a minute or so, it's backed up.
Well, I use Carbonite, which is the same thing.
I do too. That's what I use.
So you
actually wouldn't have to upload it then, would you?
No.
If you wanted to go through Carbonite.
As long as you can access it, via the internet,
right.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't need to upload
so
it.
So how do you like it?
You know what? I like it. It takes getting used to. For example, there's a lot of
Is this the first
functions.
One of these you've owned?
This is the second Chromebook I've owned, but the first one I owned was a little bit more, the keyboard was a little bit more feature-rich.
Ah.
So this keyboard, for example, does not have a delete key. It has a backspace key, but it does not have a delete key. So delete is like shift backspace.
Right.
So we'll talk
about
it.
Hold on to that thought. Let's talk a little bit more about this after these messages. This is interesting review of a pretty powerful and important product a lot of people are using. Right back with Jeffrey Zavar. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.